You're listening to the sermon audio from City Light Church in High Point, North Carolina. For more info on our service times and location, visit citylighthp.church.
I have never been more excited about this church than where we are right now. And maybe on launch day, because that's like Jesus accomplished his mission. The gates of hell were prevailing against our church. We had weird things happen, but the church launched. That was a big day. But other than maybe then, I have never been more excited than this church, or with this church than right now. It was August 13th last year. We called for 100% Sunday because we announced that we were going to be moving. And this is where we were moving to. There's a couple pictures on the screen. This is where we were moving to. It looked like this. We've done a lot of work in a short amount of time. Amen? Yeah. Now, I am blown away. Hey, listen, church family, I am blown away about what God has allowed us to do together and what he's already accomplished here. I mean, you see pictures, you can look around the room. But it's not just about a building. It's about the new ministries that we've been able to start at this new location. Yesterday, we said we're going to do some things here. And we still have the pink and orange carpet, and it's weird in here. It was weirder. All right? But yesterday was a huge day. We launched our City Light Cares ministry, repping the shirt. We had over 150 cars, Jake, come through yesterday. Is that what you told me? Yeah. I mean, we ministered to a couple hundred people yesterday. I was so proud of the fact, I mean, we probably had 30 volunteers out there helping and just serving needy people in our community, being the light to our city. Accomplishing what we said we wanted to accomplish here. Making a statement that, hey, we're here for you. We're here to serve you. I'm super excited about the fact that this week, I was in a five-hour meeting at High Point University with all the High Point University coaches. The whole time I'm thinking, somebody's not supposed to be in this room, and I feel like I'm that guy. And it was me and because I am now officially a sports chaplain at High Point University. That's a big deal. You know, here's the deal. Pastors only work one day a week, so I figured, hey, might as well work one more. But, so I'm going to be at High Point, men's and women's soccer team chaplain, baseball team chaplain. It's going to be awesome. Pray for my wife. This 2 weeks ago, hung out with a couple basketball players already. One of them texted me yesterday, hey, man, can you start a Bible study with me? He's a basketball player, man. Can you start a Bible study with me? Listen, we came here. Listen, when I launched this church, High Point is a lot better now than it was like 9 years ago when I launched this church, but there wasn't like a nice picture of High Point. So I actually used in my vision casting a picture of High Point University. And I brought in the fact that I'm from Boston. There's a lot of kids from Northeast. I had a passion for that university. And here we are. Like, the Lord's giving us what we desired. And that's going to be a main part of our ministry here. But it's not just about that. I mean, we have new ministries. We have growth. God is growing our church. Our attendance on Sunday morning has grown by over 35%. Our finances, second quarter of this year versus second quarter last year, has grown by over 20% in giving. These new ministries in new growth at this new location is the why to why we moved. If you're just joining us for the first time, we left a pretty sweet place, really nice. And let me just say, building projects take, for every month of a building project, you lose 30 days of your life. But this is why we're here. August 13th last year is when we announced this new location. And less than a year later, this is already what God's accomplishing. But not only is the reason why we moved, new opportunities and stuff like that, but it's really everything God's doing, it's the reason why we're ready to move forward. Like, it's a confirmation to me that the attendance is growing, the budget is growing, ministry opportunities are growing, so it's time to move forward with our build up to build out. Is that exciting? So here's what's going on. This coming Wednesday, we have like 5 people signed up. So I'm hoping after this, some of you will lay down your life as a living sacrifice and come clean up around here. And we will get some stuff done in preparation for demolition of those walls back there and ceilings back there and all kinds of things back there, because starting at this column, going all the way to that back wall that you can't see, like, that's the worship center over there. And we're going to start demoing some of that space in the next 4 to 6 weeks. But in preparation for that, there's a bunch of stuff that we have to move. That's what we're going to be working on Wednesday night. If you come here for the ministry night that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, we are praying that construction will start around November 1st. You know the way this stuff goes, but we're praying. You can pray for that, November 1st. The scope of the project is going to be the bathrooms up front, creating a wall so that the cafe has its own separate space. We will eventually have a 7-day-a-week cafe to minister to the community. But the scope of the project will be bathrooms in the auditorium and potentially a patio out front. The patio out front, the reason why we're hoping to add that, and to be honest with you, we need more giving if that's going to happen, but it's designed to have like fire pits and stringed lights and an awning, and it's going to be an amazing gathering space for our students in the college ministry. FCA is talking about moving over here. It's the third largest FCA in the state. HPU wants to potentially move it over here. That patio is just going to be a great fellowship space, not just for our outreach, but for our in-reach with each other in the community. For you to come, sit at the fire pit, have a small group, just hang out. We do want it to be a destination type attraction for the purpose of the mission. Make sense? So Lord willing, if the Lord lays on your heart $100,000, we will get that done. The sequence of the project is demo, bathrooms, and auditorium. So we're going to demo first, and then they're going to go over there and do the bathrooms. And then right in front of this column, there'll be like a temporary wall. We're going to move from here over to there and start worshiping over there, which means we'll probably go to two services. So get ready for that. It also means we need more servants on Sunday morning. It's going to be a pain in the you know what, but it's going to be worth it. But we're going to need your help. We're going to need all hands on deck because it's all about the mission. And it's probably going to take about 5 months. The goal is Easter week to be in there, which would be really cool. And the contractors know that, and that's what we're all working toward. And we're giving them a huge bonus if they get us in there by Easter, like a dozen donuts from Granny's or something. So, giving to the project. Well, our goal is 500 grand. If you're new with us and you haven't given to our Build Up to Build Out project, and if you're like settling in here, I want you to start praying about it. I would love to meet with you about it, talk to you about it. We've had a lot of people jump on this with us. The goal is 500. We're at 405. That 100,000 is about the patio, just so you know. Like, that's what we're short, and that was like the God number I believe God laid on our heart, and I think it's going to happen. And we're going to pray it, hopefully to completion. But if you are new here and you'd like to partner with us by giving above and beyond your first fruits, we would love to talk to you about that and just help you understand the mission and the vision. And in a few weeks, we're going to be having a membership, well, not a membership class, but get to know City Light, discover City Light class, and we'll talk about it in there as well. But of the 500, 405 was pledged. We wanted half the money by July 1st. Right now, we're just over 180, so we're pretty close to that 50% mark, so that's really cool. But the biggest thing is 100% participation with the mindset of not equal in amount, but equal in sacrifice. That's our goal here. Not equal in amount, because the Lord's blessed some people more than others, but equal in sacrifice. That would be awesome. Another cool thing that we have going on. We're not a huge church with a huge budget, and so we said this at the very beginning. We're going to have to get creative in order to build out this space. If you get to know me, I'm really not a guy that likes no for an answer. I will try to climb over every wall to make something happen. And as long as the Lord allows me to keep climbing without breaking an ankle, I keep going, okay? That's my mindset. And one of the things that we talked about early on is leasing our space out in order to help with some of the expenses that we're going to encounter. And so right now, just so you know, we are talking with the charter school. They have presented me a lease. Our lawyer right now is looking at that lease, and we'll finalize some contract negotiations after our lawyer looks at it. But basically, we're going to be like the children of Israel for a little while, or at least our staff will. It's like children of Israel, like, hey, over there's the promised land, but we can't go in it. That's how it's going to be a little bit. Charter school will like pretty much own this place Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. Now, that doesn't really impact our ministry schedule a whole lot right now. Who it impacts is the staff. And so the staff will be the ones that bear the brunt of that. They will obviously lease the property from us. They will pay the difference in utilities. They will also pay for a cleaning company to come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's really a pretty sweet deal for us, unless someone, again, wants to write more than a $100,000 check. We're going with the charter school. The second thing I want to just keep you in the know about is right now, we want to prioritize people over buildings. We want to prioritize the mission over buildings, okay? And so, but at the same time, building projects can be a lot of work. And so here's what we're doing. And honestly, this is where we're going for the future. We are going to adopt, we're calling it a Jesus pattern tool for ministry. And it's this idea of up, in, and out. And I've shared this with our small group leaders a little bit, and I'll share more with them in a couple weeks when we have our small group leader meeting. But the up, it's think like Jesus when he prayed with his disciples and when he worshiped, he escaped for worship. That's up. The in is when he lived with the disciples, ministered to disciples. The out is when he went out into the community, did ministry. That's how we're thinking. Therefore, with our fall calendar, anytime the first Thursday of the month is going to be an up night. We're going to be doing vertical nights. It's on your calendar. They're there forever. I want to encourage you. Listen, there are a lot of things about the way I grew up, and one of the things that I liked about growing up is Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I grew up in a church that really believed in the power of prayer. And we get so busy that very rarely do churches today gather for corporate prayer. I'm not rebuking you. I'm just talking to you about the reality. We're going to be different. I hope all of you will, on your calendar right now, be like, hey, prayer's important. And I'm going to come first Thursday. And I'm going to be tired, and I'm not going to want to come. But I guarantee you, if you come, you will walk away, and you'll be glad you came. Because I see people shaking their head, and they're the people that come, and every one of us comes. That does come. We walk away. We're like, that was awesome. But none of us originally wanted to be there. Okay? Guarantee. None of us wanted to be there. It's another thing to do. But you're going to walk away encouraged. Jake leads us in worship. Jake just does a phenomenal job leading it. He leads the whole thing. And I'm noticing a pattern. Like, we clap for a lot of people but me. What in the world? Jake. No, he does a fantastic job. So thankful for him. He really is a blessing to me and to our church. And those nights will be a huge encouragement to you. And the temptation is not to come. But I have people sometimes say to me, I feel like I don't know what's going on. Come to a vertical night. You'll know what's going on. You'll have free access to me. I'm not having to be Pastor Matt. I can just be like normal Matt. We can hang out. We can chill. You can ask questions. We can pray together. It's a blast. The second and third weeks that have a Thursday, okay? And this always changes with the calendar, so I know this is a little bit confusing, and your small group leaders will hopefully understand what's going on, but the second and third weeks of the month that have the Thursday in it will be small group nights. So we'll have small groups twice a month, vertical night once a month. That's the in. And then the out is the fourth week of the month, okay? And the fourth week of the month is when we will do outreach-type stuff, okay? The first one, big one coming up, in addition to things that were going on right now, we have a trunk or treat in October. That's a big one. But it'll also allow you to just reach out to your neighbor and to be the light to your neighbor in your neighborhood. Like, we want to free you up one night a week. You're not doing small groups. You're not doing worship night. It's just a night for you and your family or maybe your small group to reach out to people. We're basically asking you to give us 2 days of your week. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for you to give us Sunday and to give you a day during the week, whenever your small group meets, the Thursday night. That's what we're asking you to do so that we can really fulfill the mission and be the light in our city. We have a lot of upcoming events that are going to be awesome. This Friday night, we have a block party. We had a couple hundred people come here yesterday. We passed out flyers to all those people. We'll have bouncies. We'll have cotton candy. Your kids are going to love it. Invite your neighbors to it. Invite the kids that you teach in your school to it. I don't care. We would love to run out of hot dogs and have to run to Walmart and get more hot dogs. But it's going to be a great night to just get people on our campus. Come this Friday night. I don't even know what time it starts. Abby does. Talk to Abby. It starts at 4, okay? Bouncies will be bouncing at 4, all right? Wednesday night's ministry night. If you give us some time this coming Wednesday night, help us with that. Vertical night, as I said before, that's coming up in a couple weeks. We got the trunk or treat coming up. Listen, put this on your calendar right now. The first weekend in October, we are having a couples conference called Marriage Matters. First weekend in October. Whoa. Put it on your calendar now. And I know that's a busy time of year. It's homecoming and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of adapting it a little bit. But that Saturday, just block off like 5 or 6 hours right now, 9 to 3. It's going to be great. Really high level teaching by a friend of mine and his wife. They traveled. They've done the whole Weekend to Remember thing, if you're familiar with that. They used to travel with that group, but they're fantastic. It'll be an encouragement to your marriage. And here's why I want everybody to be there. Here's why. Here's the why behind the what. I don't ask for many things. I really don't. I'm really asking for you to be here on that weekend. And here's why. Here's the ask. Because strong churches are built by strong families. Just this. If the family units in this church aren't strong, our church isn't going to be strong. And in order for us to reach the city, we need strong families. I know you're going to have a great time. The whole thing is free. We're going to provide childcare. You'll be glad you came. And if you're not married, if you're engaged, if you're thinking about getting married someday, you can come too. But it'll be a huge encouragement to you. Let's stand together. Let's celebrate what God's doing. And then we'll go home.